I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, we all know that feeling of hitting snooze way too many times in the morning. You drag yourself out of bed, surviving on caffeine and sheer willpower until you can crawl back into those sheets. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if we could actually look forward to bedtime instead of dreading it? Today, we are diving into the power of a good bedtime routine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-care trend? But trust me on this one. A solid bedtime routine isn't just about bubble baths and lavender essential oils, although those can be nice. It's about creating a mental transition from the hustle and bustle of your day to a state of calm and relaxation, prepping your mind and body for a truly restful night's sleep. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just jump into a workout without warming up, right? Your bedtime routine is like that warm-up for your sleep muscles. It helps you wind down, de-stress, and get ready to hit the pillow feeling relaxed and refreshed. So, how do we build this magical routine? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Limit screen time. Ever notice how scrolling through social media before bed keeps your brain buzzing? Yeah, me too. That blue light from our phones and laptops messes with our melatonin production, the hormone that tells us it's time to sleep. Aim to put those devices down at least an hour before bed. Read a book, listen to calming music, or even just chat with a loved one. 2. Get physical. You don't need to be training for a marathon. Even light exercise can do wonders for sleep. Think of a brisk walk, some stretching, or even a yoga session. It helps release pent-up energy and tension, making it easier to fall asleep. Just avoid intense workouts too close to bedtime. You want to wind down, not rev up your system. 3. Create a relaxing environment. This is where those bath bombs come in handy. A warm bath with essential oils like lavender or chamomile can do wonders for relaxation. Dim the lights, light some candles if it feels safe, and put on some calming music. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary, a place you associate with rest and tranquility. 4. Mindful moments. This is where stoicism really shines. Take a few minutes to reflect on your day. Think about things you are grateful for, acknowledge any challenges you faced, and practice letting go of worries or anxieties. Journaling can be super helpful here. Get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. 5. Stick to a schedule. Consistency is key. Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Now, let me share a real-world example. Remember how I mentioned hitting snooze way too many times? Well, I used to be that person. Every morning felt like a battle. Then, I started experimenting with bedtime routines. One night, I tried taking a warm bath with lavender essential oil and then reading for 30 minutes before bed. The difference was incredible. I fell asleep faster, slept deeper, and woke up feeling more energized. It wasn't a magic bullet, but it made a huge difference in my sleep quality. And that's the thing about stoicism. It's not about instant gratification or quick fixes. It's about consistent effort, small changes that add up over time. So take these 5 takeaways and start crafting your own bedtime routine. Remember, you deserve a good night's sleep. The key here is to listen to your body, experiment, and find what works best for you. Don't be afraid to mix and match different techniques until you create a routine that feels right. And remember, the most important thing is to make it a consistent practice. Ready to level up your sleep game? Let me know in the comments what you're trying out tonight. Share this episode with a friend who could use some sleep tips. You might just be changing their life one good night's rest at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.